Okay, and you tell me if I'm in right or wrong, but all these years, for years and years and years, we think, okay, it's fixing to freeze, so I'll take all the plants, move one of the cars up, fill up half the garage, and fill it up with plants.
It works.
So I did do it 1 year, and it was very expensive the next year for me. It wasn't an option. I didn't get it done in time.
It's okay. It's nursery gas. Don't mind.
As I say, we came and saw you. But now, tell me if this is really a good or not. I haven't done it yet because actually it's been pretty. So I opened the garage door, and there's two windows in the garage, and the plants seem to be okay. They're even blooming. But I went and bought those grow lights, whatever it's called, Home Depot or whatever, Lowe's, and got the little thing to plug in. Do those really work?
You may want them to go dormant and not water them. And bougainvilleas and hibiscus, you can pretty much not water, maybe water once a month. They'll drop all their leaves. They'll go dormant in the garage. Try to keep it low light and just let them go to bed, go to sleep, and then bring them out and start watering them in the spring, and they'll come back.
So you mean all this trouble I'm going to, I don't have to do?
Now, we may have to go through each specific plant because some of them may not be able to go dormant. I don't know exactly which ones you have, but the hibiscus and the bougainvilleas can go dormant.
Well, because we got those for you, and the mosquito plant, whatever it's called.
That one stays green and therefore needs moisture all winter. We'll need some moisture.
Okay, but not a lot.
Not a lot. The other ones, drop their leaves.
Yeah.
Well, the leaves are what sweats and demands moisture, uses up moisture. So the ones that have to stay green, you have to keep some moisture in the root system.
Okay, like an ivy.
Like an ivy
So put light on those two plants and water, or not light?
Well, if your garage has some windows.
It has two windows, yeah.
You probably don't even need to do that. That's enough light.
Cool. So, hey, that just saved me some time and effort right there. I mean, let's go back to my mosquito. I don't know what's it called, my mosquito plant?
Citrosa or citronella.
Yeah, that's it. Literally, we went to Tommy's, and of course, he's so gracious. He always helps. If you see him, he's always busy, always helping people, which I personally appreciate because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about when I'm plants and stuff. But we actually bought two plants, and he did them for me, and we went back and picked them up, and they still look beautiful. They actually are, I think, pretty plants.
Yeah. They bloom kind of a lavender bloom.
So. And you shake them just a little bit, and if you've ever had a citronella candle, it smells just like that candle.
That's the source of it.
So it's kind of cool. So if you're a mosquito phobia like me that just really doesn't like mosquitoes, because they love me. I just don't. But we got two of those, put on the back porch, and, seemed to help.
It really helps, yeah.
So, okay, we've got our plants moved into the garage, and I just learned a huge thing. Boy, I'm really happy about that, too. So we got the plants in the garage, and we just wait till... Because I know last year, before last, I guess, it was so pretty for like 2 weeks. I moved everything out, and then it froze again. And I again got to go visit Olive's Nursery.
Then you never can know when the last freeze is. We've had some snow and ice on Easter, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Several times.
That's right. So we never know. I mean, Good Friday is known as the safe time to plant. Well, what last... Last year, was it February, was the last freeze?
Yeah, I think so.
So we never know. And so if you take them out, remember the Christmas lights and a towel or a blanket over them could be plenty as protection. Because usually those spring, late spring freezes, it's hard at night, but the next day the sun comes up and it's warm.
Real quick.
So just getting them through the night's all you got
to
do.
I never thought about it. You mentioned this earlier, you were talking to Jeremy and I, and we've never had snow on Christmas Day.
Never in the 65 years I've been alive.
So I've thought about that too, because that's what we were just talking about, is not on Christmas, but on Easter. Now, how
Easter,
ironic.
We had it.
Several times.
We didn't want it.
Yeah.
But we had it.
But we had, so I guess if you really want a white Christmas, you might want to go to skiing in Colorado or something.
We can get it. We just have to go get it.
Yeah, we'll have to just go get it. That's okay too, because our weather's pretty good here generally.
Oh, man. I tell you what, those of you who don't realize it, we had an absolutely gorgeous fall. We had fall. Some of y'all think it goes from summer to winter, and I used to think that. But it was beautiful here. We had some warm days, but most days were beautiful. And we had moisture. It was a beautiful fall.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
I want to tell you, while we're going down memory lane, is, a million, it seems like a million years ago, but my mom and Tommy's mom were friends, and my mom would go in there, and she'd do bows and stuff, and I always remember she'd say, well, Mary's saving me some stuff, and we'd go after Christmas, and it'd be like a little corner. And the only reason I remember it, I was old enough to have to load it up. And she would really, of course, my mom believed in, we had Christmas everywhere in our house. But she went to Olive's every single year. Is that still a tradition for a lot of people?
Now, was the pile of stuff after Christmas?
Oh, my mother was tight. Oh, yeah.
Because we have this big sale after Christmas, and we're still having it. It's all half price.
Oh, see? That was my mom.
Yeah. And and people do come in and still make their piles, and so still going on.
So, and beautiful stuff, literally beautiful stuff. If you missed going to, I don't know what it looks like now. I haven't been there since after Christmas.
It still looks wonderful.
But it literally is like a little Christmas, little oasis almost of Christmas.
It's enchanting.
It is.
It's inspiring. And
and I know you don't do all that.
Nope. You know, when I married Debbie 26 years ago, she couldn't do any of it. And now she does it all.
Well, she does.
And she's incredible.
Kudos to Deb, because she does a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yes, she is.
So if you're looking for some deals, you need to go by there and check it out. Because if I can remember that 56 years later, it was pretty impressive. You know, we were talking, and Joe, the little guy that worked for y'all back then.
Yeah.
He's always, I remember, you remember stuff as a kid? Because he would help me load the car.
Yeah.
And I always really appreciated that. So, kind of good, nice people.
Joe was a black man that was, everybody knew, and he knew everybody, and he was real kind and very helpful, and everybody loved him.
Well, just a nice man.
Good man.
So again, late Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Okay, do you believe in the olives, the black eyed peas?
You know, my wife's from Indiana, and my mother was from Indiana, and they were, that was part of it.
Yeah.
And so she brought the,